So today we come to the last of the seven I am sayings that we find in John. We've done the previous six. We've seen Jesus, the bread of life, the daily diet of the Christian. We've seen Jesus, the light of the world, the life-giving light that we need to have to be able to go through life. Jesus, the door, the entry point into the kingdom of God. Jesus, the good shepherd, the one who knows you and protects you. We've seen Jesus as the resurrection and the life, the one through whom spiritual and physical resurrection comes through. We've seen Jesus as the way, the truth and the life, the one to go to, believe in and live in. So today we come to the last one. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, again, as always, we need to be aware of the context. This is said just minutes after the previous I am saying, just minutes after I am the way and the truth and the life. And just before this, Jesus has said in the last verse of chapter 14, rise, let us go from here. So this is taking place just after the last I am saying and is in the process of either leaving the upper room or having left the upper room on the way to the garden. And this is one of the last few things that Jesus says before he's arrested. The last few things he says to the disciples. So we need to understand it's very, very important. You can imagine if you are visiting someone, you have something important to remind them of. Just as you're leaving, you say it, don't you? You say when your family are getting in the car, drive safe, and you'll tell them important things about that they need to remember. Jesus says, this last I am saying, I am the vine. So we need to focus on it, and it needs to grab our attention. Hopefully, as we read through that passage, you noticed a word that came up in almost every verse. Did anyone notice what word it was? A real question. Anyone notice? Anyone want to look? Abide. Yes, abide. And it occurs in these 11 verses 10 times. And every time in these 11 verses, it is followed by another word. What word is that? In. Yep, in or in me. Yep. Abide in me. Abide in. So we need to understand what the importance of abiding in Christ is. We need to understand what the importance of abiding in Christ is. That is the first thing as we come to this statement, as we come to the I am saying, what is the importance of abiding in Christ? Because Jesus here, again, as with the other sayings, he is making a claim, he is stating his claim, that he is the way of salvation. As you read the Old Testament, several times you find Israel, the nation of Israel, called a vine, called the vine. But when Israel is called a vine, we need to listen to what is said about them. Let me read from Isaiah chapter 5, if you want to turn there. Isaiah chapter 5, I'll read it now. This is God speaking. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a winepress as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now you dwellers in Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the nation of Israel, and the people of Judah are the vines he delighted in. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed. for righteousness, but her cries of distress. Or in Jeremiah, we read this, I planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. How then did you turn against me into a corrupt, wild vine? Israel is called the vine in a number of other places as well. But in each case, we find Israel as the vine is an unfruitful vine, a wild vine that does not produce good grapes. But Jesus says, I am the vine. And he here is comparing himself and he's contrasting himself. Israel, the unfruitful vine. Jesus is the fruitful vine. So, they need to abide in him. The disciples need to abide in him. To abide in Christ is to get your life from him. And we see this in the metaphor, in the saying that Jesus gives. I am the vine. The branches must be connected to the vine to have life. Branches unconnected from the vine have no life. Branches must be connected to the vine to have life. This is why Jesus gives this I am saying. Branches unconnected to the vine have no life. And of course, we all realize that there is nothing more important than your life. Jesus says, abide in me and I in you. Be part of the vine to be alive. This is what we call union with Christ. The Christian is united to Christ through faith. The Christian abides in Christ through faith. This is so, so important. The spiritual bond, the union of the Christian and Christ, is the basis of everything in our life, the basis of our justification. We share Christ's righteousness because of our union with him. Our connection to Christ is how we're sanctified, how we're made more like him, how we're transformed to be more like Christ. Our connection, our union with God, our union with Christ points us forward to our future glorification and our future communion with God in Christ. Our link with Christ allows us to be adopted as sons and daughters of God. Our adoption is sealed with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Union with Christ, or to use John 15's language, abiding in Christ, is the Christian's identity. It defines how the Christian lives, what they do and what they don't do. It defines the church. The church is those who are united to Christ. To be united to Christ is the essence of Christianity. To be united to Christ is Christianity itself. And so this is why Jesus tells the disciples this. This is why it is the last I am saying. Abide in me. Abide, abide, abide. I am the vine. Abide in me. As these disciples face the next few hours, days, weeks, months, and years, they must know that they need to abide in Christ. Christ is the one who will sustain them. It is because of their relationship to him that they will go through this and come out the other side. As we read in verse 2, every branch that bears fruit, the vine dresser prunes, that it may bear more fruit. They will face trials and difficulties to sanctify them. The disciples will be made more like Christ. They have been cleaned by Jesus' words, and they are one with him. They depend on him for everything they need. As the disciples go through this time, only Christ will sustain them. Without him, they can do nothing. Being in Christ is the main thing. More than that, being in Christ is the only thing. So, if it is the main and the only thing for the disciples, we also need to grasp the importance of abiding with Christ, abiding in Christ. We need to ask, how can we abide in him? We abide in Christ through faith in him, trusting who Jesus is, trusting what he's done for you and for me. We rest in Christ as our Saviour and trust in Him as our Lord. We abide in Him by having His word abide in us. In verse 7, we read there, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." We abide by reading and meditating on and obeying Christ's words. The word of God keeps us dwelling in Christ. We abide, in verse 10, by obeying him as well. "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." To be clear, obedience to God's law doesn't earn our place in Christ, but it is a sign that we're in him. We also, to abide, must love Christ. In verse 9, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love." Christ must be the highest object of your love. The Christian can have no one higher than Christ. And in verse 11, let's read that. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." The Christian finds in Christ the fullness of joy. The Christian finds fullness of joy in Christ. The joy of the Christian is not based on their circumstances, but it is based on the condition of their heart. Their heart is in Christ, so they have a joy that is full. We abide in Christ, and he will abide in us. This is the most important thing. I can't possibly overstate the importance of abiding in Christ. Christians, we must abide with him. We must depend on Christ. We must be in the vine, because Christ is all that we can have. We are nothing without him. We must have our faith in him. He is the vine, and we are the branches. The importance of abiding in him cannot be overstated. So we need to grasp the importance of abiding in Christ, but also we need to see the blessing of abundance that comes through Christ. Let's read verse 5 again. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit." As we go through life, we need to abide in Christ. But this is not a slavish life, one of obeying the rules because otherwise we're going to get punished. The life of a Christian is one of blessing. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit." Those who abide in Christ bear fruit. Think about that, that amazing promise. Those who abide in Christ, those who stay close to Christ, those who dwell in Christ will bear much fruit. And this is not, of course, a promise of health, wealth and prosperity, but this is a promise for us to take to the bank of spiritual fruitfulness. We'll be those who love God and love his people. We read that in verse 12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends." You find again in verse 10, obedience to his commands is a sign of fruit and is a fruit in itself. "Keep my commandments, you abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." And at the end of verse 7, we find that when we pray, our prayers will be aligned with God's will. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." And we read that amazing verse in verse 11 of the fullness of joy that we find in and through Christ. A promise of spiritual fruitfulness for those who abide in him. You can think to the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We find in the Christian the fruit of a changed character as we change our desires to do what we want, to do what God wants. We desire to obey Christ's commands. Fruit is the mark of a genuine faith in him. Perhaps you know of people who will call themselves Christians, but who have never changed and see no growth in their grace. They don't; those who don't produce fruit. Those who have a question mark over their lives. Because we find in these verses and throughout the Bible, changed character is a mark of abiding in Christ. Bearing fruit is a mark of abiding in Christ. Becoming more and more like Christ is the mark of a Christian. Faith is how we abide, and abiding in Christ produces fruit. We find elsewhere in James, we find faith without works, or you could say faith without fruit, is a dead faith. We need to examine ourselves here, don't we? We can't possibly claim to be spending time with Christ, abiding in him deeply, but not be changed. It would be as if when you turned up at 4:30 or slightly before and the clock got to 4:30 and I wasn't here. And you got confused, where's Peter? And Jeff sort of starts and you sing the first hymn, sing the second hymn, and I sort of turn up and rush in. Oh, sorry, guys. So I was driving down the motorway. I crashed into a lorry, and it was a massive fireball, but it's okay. The car's completely mangled, but yeah, I'm fine. And I was just wearing my suit, and there wasn't a hair out of place. Of course, there never is. But you would say, that didn't happen. You did not crash your car in a massive fireball. Because you look exactly the same as normal. I couldn't possibly claim that. If that had happened to me, my hair would all be singed, my suit would not look quite as good as it does, because I would be completely changed by that instant. But yet many of us claim to be spending time with Christ, and yet are not changed. And that is far more impossible than me walking out of an accident on the motorway looking exactly the same. True faith and true abiding in Christ leads to being changed to be more like Christ. True faith must lead to true abiding in Christ, and true abiding in Christ can't help but produce fruit, and fruitfulness flows from intimacy with Christ. Fruitfulness comes from spending time with the fruitful one. Those who have spent time abiding with Christ in prayer, in his word, and obeying his commands, they produce fruit, because Jesus is the source of fruit. Jesus is the fruitful vine, in contrast to all the others. Those who abide in him produce fruit. God blesses those who abide in him. He gives you what you need for your life. So we've seen the importance of abiding with Christ. We've seen and examined the blessing of abundance in Christ. But we must also notice as well the warning in verse 5 of being apart from Christ. Let's read that verse again. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We see that there is great blessing for those who abide in Christ. But as we read through Scripture, we always find that where we find a blessing, there is the sad flip side. We read verse 5 as those who are in Christ, and it's a great comfort and a great blessing to us. But for those who don't know Christ, or those who don't abide in him, it's not. You can just reverse the words and read it from the other perspective. I am the vine and you are not a branch. You will not abide in me, or you do not abide in me. Therefore, you will be fruitless. You can't do anything because you're not in me. This is the stark warning for those who do not abide in Christ. And it is followed by verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. We find the warning of being apart from Christ. If we do not know Christ, if Christ is not that your dwelling place is not your abiding place, is not your abode, you have no true life, says Jesus. You are separate from the vine. Jesus' life does not flow through you. And I hope this does not describe any of us here. Because it's a dreadful thing to read these verses if you are not in Christ. Perhaps some of us here look like Christians. We act like Christians. We talk like Christians. We do lots and lots of good things. You might have convinced everyone here that you're a Christian. But you know, and God knows, that you don't abide in Christ. You don't know him. You don't have your faith put in him. You aren't producing fruit. Spiritual independence from God leads to emptiness and fruitlessness. Spiritual independence from God leads to emptiness and fruitlessness. Does not matter how expensive your car is, if it has no fuel, it will go nowhere. Or to use John 15's language, the branch outside the vine is taken away and burns. This stands as a warning to all of us. You need Christ. He offers you true life in him. Aside from him, there is nothing. You must abide in him. And so as we come to a close, we just simply ask the question, do we abide with him? Do we abide in Christ? This is not a do this, do that, but do we know Christ as our Saviour? And do we act like he is? How much of our time is spent dwelling in his word, praying to him? How much of our life is set apart for him, the one who is the source of all of our life? How many of us, when it gets to slightly too late for us, and we're just, I'm going to be 5 minutes late to the prayer meeting, I won't go. I can't be that committed. We need to abide in Christ, and we need to abide in his word, abide with his people. We find in him the source of life. Being apart from Christ is a dreadful thing. Christ is the vine, the fruitful vine that brings salvation. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to you by which you must be saved. There is no other assurance for the Christian other than abiding in Christ. This is why I started with the first point. This is why it's so important, the importance of abiding with Christ. Abiding with Christ is not just a part of the Christian life, it is the Christian life. Jesus, the vine, is not just a source of abundant fruitfulness, he is fruitfulness. Being apart from him is not a life choice, it's a death choice. So we must all answer the question, are we abiding in Christ? We see this as one of the last things that Jesus says to his disciples before the crucifixion. The last, I am saying, and arguably the most important. Because we find in the rest of them, Jesus tells us who he is. But in this, he tells us who he is and what we must do to dwell with him. Jesus is the vine. Are you the branches? Amen.